Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven.
It's time. I've waited so long. I've missed this segment so much, and we are back and better than ever with Seven in Heaven. Now, we all know the rules.
I don't think we do.
Well, you want to go over the rules? Go right on ahead.
I don't think we ever had right. any kind of set rules last year, because I saw already you corrected somebody because they gave their seven in heaven and you said wrong.
No, the rule, there is actually, you know what? You're right. There's one hard and fast rule. The top four must be projected division winners.
See, and I don't remember doing that last year.
I remember doing that.
I remember doing it like a power ranking.
No, I remember correcting you last year and saying that no, because you would do it. You would basically half-ass the entire thing and then wait until right before, and you basically fill it out as we went. That's why you wanted me to go first all the time, because you never did it.
I just remember you leaving the Titans off, and then later that day, everybody got COVID in Tennessee.
That's right.
That was amazing.
They all got COVID, and live is going, there you go, champions pose.
And so I don't like that. I like the power rankings, because I think that's better to debate just better than each other.
No.
I don't care if you're the best team in a bad division. I'm not putting you ahead of other teams that I think you're a better team than.
Seven in heaven is not a power rankings. It is you win your division, you get into the playoffs. Heaven is the playoffs. And there are seven teams that are eligible to make the playoffs.
Yeah, really?
Everybody else is either in purgatory or in hell. You are one of the seven teams that are in
heaven.
Thank you. So you have to put division winners at the top.
I just don't like that. I don't like that at
all. Well, that's the rule of the game.
Well, then I have to redo my seven in heaven completely.
Oh, really?
I also
think your version of heaven can, you know, it can be different amongst everybody, and you believe what you believe, and you make your heaven the way you want your heaven, and Anthony will make his heaven the way he wants his heaven.
I didn't know. Okay. Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman, Franklin Graham right here on the fan.
Get my Ernest Angel Eclipse.
I also think...
Easy now.
I also know that, you know, people were saying yesterday it has to be a projection thing.
Talk to my wife on the car phone in heaven.
I also think that's a little silly, because we don't know what the injury situation is, so these lists are all going to be completely irrelevant.
Well, if we always sit there and say we don't know what the injury situation is, how are we ever going to do sports
talk
radio?
I would rather have it be, what have you earned? What have you earned? I can't project... I don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to be the quarterback by week 18.
Let's just stop.
That's good. Put that out there.
I disagree, because we all think the Browns are the best team in the division, but have they proven it? Have they earned it?
I
think you got to earn something in this league.
Guys, I don't know.
So
I mean,
I'm going to start out by saying, number one, it's Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, have they earned
number
it?
Number one team.
I mean, they got plenty of plane rides coming up. Who knows what can happen on planes? You always heard John McKay.
I have Kansas City number one.
You always heard John McKay. Who knows? Well, I mean, come on. I mean, if we're going to sit there and go over every single scenario,
I just think it's a bad segment if we're just going to do Browns are the best team in the division. They're going to be ahead of teams even if they are behind them.
You could.
I think that's silly.
What's the record of the Browns right now?
That makes
the
segment pretty.
Ahead or behind
if it's just a homer segment, then that's pretty boring.
Well, you can do whatever you want. I think you're just trying to not be a homer to just try to not be a homer.
No,
you're working yourself into a shoot.
I have Kansas City number one.
Okay.
I have the Pittsburgh Steelers number two. Pittsburgh
Garbage.
Steelers went into Buffalo.
One more time. Sorry, that last part.
Yes, Pittsburgh went into Buffalo and pulled off a stunner. They went in. Everybody had them losing. Well, not Vegas. The Sharps in Vegas, they said Buffalo was the bad play. All the fanboy money was on Buffalo. all week, but the actual most amount of money, the most bets were on Buffalo. The actual most amount of money was on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their defense was absolutely sensational, pulling off that incredible win on the road. So I allowed everybody to try to persuade me yesterday, and they did not do a good job. So KC won,
wow,
Pittsburgh
you were a disagreeable two, person. There's a surprise
Pittsburgh
as well.
Two,
okay,
and I was. This is where I had some trouble. I have the Browns number three, but it's close. I have Chargers number four. The Chargers number four, Justin Herbert is just going to be a fat. I think he's going to be in the MVP running all year. It's like the media already wants to give it to him, but in year two, and now he's got a good coach. At least we think he does. By the way, Northeast Ohio native. I'm going Chargers four. Bills number five. I'm not giving up on the Bills just because they went up against arguably the best defense in football, and I do think the Steelers, they stay healthy. Devin Bush was so freaking good. Do you know Joe Hayden graded out to be the top corner in football this week?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Because
I told
you that. I told you that, and you had no idea. And you were so upset about it. You're still mad about the Joe Hayden thing.
I'm not mad about the Joe Hayden thing.
I didn't cut Joe Hayden. You didn't cut Joe Hayden.
I'm mad because you're not doing Seven in Heaven correctly. You're just doing a power rankings.
I think I'm the one that came up with the bit to begin with. So I
and your bit needed improvement.
All right, we'll just do the Homer Seven in Heaven. The Cleveland Browns number one.
You're saying you're
Cleveland Browns number two. Cleveland Browns practice squad number three. Kadarrell Hodge number four. I mean, what do you want me to do? all right, after the Bills number five, I have the Dolphins. Very impressive road victory, even if it was against a rookie.
Are they five?
What's that? No. What do you mean five? I had Bills number five, Dolphins six, and I know they looked horrible in the opener. I'm going Titans number seven. I still can't get over Chandler Jones completely altering that game the way he did.
Well, he was great.
Every play. It wasn't just the five sacks. It was every play. So Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Browns, Chargers, Bills, Dolphins, Titans, seven and a half.
Seven and a half. Your seven and a half, it sucks.
Go ahead.
All right, ready? Do we want to go in a... It's ascending, right? We've done this all the time.
I know.
Damn it. It's like you're dusting off the old arguments here. All right, I'm going to go from 7-1.
Okay.
Number seven, the Miami Dolphins. Remember, mine is a projection of what they're going to do in the play or where they're going to be seated in the playoffs. My number seven, the Miami Dolphins. Number six, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So they're in the playoffs. Yeah, Pittsburgh going to the playoffs.
As of right now, yes.
Everybody else had them falling off a cliff.
I told you they'd start off well. Now I got to see where they go here.
Big Ben did not start out well, though.
I'm watching them right now. Yep, still, the defense started off really well. That was a heck of a job. You got to stop. By the way, can we get – everybody loves Brian Daboll, so I know everybody's kissing his ass up and down. How about a few less runs with your million-dollar quarterback?
Yeah.
Maybe a few less design runs with Josh Allen. Hand it off to your actual running backs. I know you got problems with health there, but hand them off to those guys.
They were shell-shocked.
Number five, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay, we're close.
All right, here we go. Division winners. Number four, the Tennessee Titans. I still think last week was a...
Is that the worst division in football? Is that worse than the NFC East?
No. But it could be. No, because I give Indianapolis a lot of respect. I don't respect Jacksonville that much. I'm still going to put Tennessee number four. Mm. Number three, the Buffalo Bills. Win the AFC East right now. Number two, the Cleveland Browns. Number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. Left off my list.
Mm-hmm.
At number eight, New England. At number nine, Baltimore.
Yeah, but both of us. Had them off the list. And I didn't want to overreact to what happened last night, Baltimore. We see a lot of crazy results opening week. Like I said, eight upsets already. This is when weird teams win weird games all the time. But I have trouble understanding. I know they're a well-coached team. I don't know how that's not going to be Lamar Jackson running for his life. You could tell they didn't even have trust in those simple RPOs. They didn't have trust in them because he would hold the ball out and Latavius Murray would then have his hands on it,
mm-hmm.
and they would almost fumble the ball right there. That's going to take time. I do think he'll get it figured out.
Take more than the 3 or 4 days that they had.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough spot for them to be in. And like I said, they already lead the NFL. It's them and the 49ers again with injuries. They lead the NFL and guys on the IR already. And I think this could just be a lost year for the Ravens. And then I know that'll bother Browns fans as they'll say, oh, they'll make excuses all year.
I don't think.
But if you had 14, if you had 14 guys on the IR and you were down to your fifth running back, I think we'd be making excuses too.
I don't think people want to make excuses for Lamar. I think people have been waiting for, waiting around the corner, just hoping, wringing their hands, ready for it. And I think they're ready to kill Lamar. I think they're ready to kill Jim Harbaugh. I think they're ready to go after Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. I think they're ready to go after Greg Roman. I think they're ready to go after all of them. So the Browns lose to Kansas City in Kansas City. I got the Browns second best team. They're in the number two seed right now in the AFC. And that is the first edition of Seven in Heaven. Coming up at 7:45, we'll go over the Would You Rathers. We got to get into this. We're going to have to get into the whether or not Baker was throwing it away debate. You and I are on the same side,
yeah,
right? We both believe he's trying to throw it away.
I have not been convinced about this argument that he just made a horrible... Now, you could say he made a bad decision either way because he didn't get rid of the football sooner. He didn't feel it enough. Fine. But I just think he got dragged from behind, and then that ball ends up going in a different direction. But a lot more people thought he just made a horrific decision than I thought.
You know who we can ask to? Aditi Kinkabala.
Dave Zastadil.
Dave Zastadil does join us at 8. That seemed like that was out of nowhere, but Dave Zasti does join
he
us at 8.
He probably threw a pass in the NFL.
Dr.
Right?
Dave probably threw a pass in the NFL, yeah. So we'll talk to Dave coming up at 8 o'clock. Up next, Aditi Kinkabala. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.